Time now to catch up with Dominic Milne from RNIB's Legal Rights Service. Now, we've spoken to Dominic quite a few times over the years now, looking at different things around welfare payments. But Dominic wants to chat to us about some very important changes coming up. Dominic, we're looking at pension credit.
This is a bit of a reminder, really, Alan. It's about this particular benefit, pension credit. It's been in the news quite a lot recently, and with the business with the winter fuel payment. Now, the reason why I wanted to talk about it today was just to make sure that people were aware of pension credit. It's a very underclaimed benefit. Ironically, in the last month or two, it's beginning to get claimed a little bit more. There are more people making claims because it's been in the news. And what we're really trying to do is just to extend that today and try to really, really encourage people to have a benefit calculation to see if they might qualify. It's a benefit for people who are over pension age, and it's a means-tested benefit. So if you're an individual, for example, if you have less than £218.15 per week in other income, it will top you up to that amount. And for couples, that's actually £332.95. So if your money jointly as a couple is less than that amount, the government will top this up with something called pension credit. Now, it is very important, Alan. One of the reasons why we mentioned the winter fuel payment, though, is because the big thing in the news was the fact that unless you were getting pension credit, you wouldn't get the winter fuel payment under the new rules. And what we are encouraging people to do now is to make claims, because if you make a claim and you're eligible by the 21st of December, a pension credit claim can be backdated 3 months. And if that's the case, so if you were of pension age back in September and you make a claim before December the 21st, it can be backdated 3 months, and that would include the week that you would be eligible for the winter fuel payment. And I found someone myself the other day, Alan, who was actually in exactly that position. They turned pension age 66 on September the 18th, and we're just making a pension credit claim for them now, which retrospectively will mean they will qualify from that date, and they will then get the winter fuel payment.
That's great news, Dominic, because there was a lot of concern about the removal of that payment for many, many people. But you, as you say, it is means tested. I'm assuming that if you make that application before the 21st, even if you get the application in, will that still count?
It will count indeed, yeah. As long as if you were over pension age, the key thing is that you were over pension age by the 21st of September of this year. So in other words, if you've turned 66 by then, or you might already be well over 66, get a check, get a calculation done. You can ring RNIB for that. We'll give you the number again in a minute. But it's a really good idea to have it checked. As I say, there's something like, I think something like over 60% of people of pension age don't actually ever look to see what they can claim. And it's a shame because this benefit is there. It's a good benefit to get. Not only is it extra cash in itself, but it also does give you passports to other things, like the winter fuel payment.
As you say, Dominic, we will give people the contact details later, and it's worth getting that check done. Let's take a look, though, briefly at Household Support Funding. You mentioned this in the past as well. Is there still a deadline for this? Do councils still have budget for this?
Well, they do. And what happened was it was actually set up during the cost of living crisis. It's allocated money that the government are giving to councils to help people out who are struggling. And it's been given on a 6-monthly basis. It was actually due to stop last March, and they extended it to September. And they've now extended it until next March. So I think the recognition is there that people still need help, and you know, the people are still struggling with the extra costs of life, food and bills, etc. And it's a recognition by the government that that is the case. So this money, the Household Support Fund, it's money, it's actually available through your local council. They decide exactly how it's going to be allocated, but it's essentially for things like food or bills or extra clothing that you might need. Anybody can apply for it. They do an eligibility test through your local council. They decide individually how it's going to be allocated. But it's well worth looking at. It is useful money. And as I say, it's been proved so useful and so essential that the last government, and indeed the new government, keep extending it for another period. And it's been extended through till next March. So it's well worth taking advantage of if possible.
Absolutely, especially at the moment as well. And as Dominic said, the pension credit deadline coming up too. So Dominic, if people would like to check availability, perhaps they'd like to speak to you guys about it, maybe do a full check on what they're entitled to, how would they do that?
Best way to do it, Alan, is to call 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999. That helpline will give you access to someone who can go through the process with you. They can do a benefit calculation. It doesn't take long. Look at your income details. Look at what your applicable amount might be for pension credit. They'll be able to tell you fairly quickly if there's any, you know, if there's any possibility of it. And if there is, then you will be helped to make the application, make sure the application comes in on time. And also just worth mentioning, Alan, that if the pension credit claim isn't fully processed, even by or beyond the 21st of December, it doesn't matter. You can still make the claim for the winter fuel payment up until next March. So if your pension credit claim takes a while to come through, it doesn't actually matter. As long as you put the claim in, as long as you make that claim before the 21st of December.
A really important deadline there, Dominic, and let's hope more people do take advantage of this. Time is of the essence. And Dominic, thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.